We went this summer to Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. The Fridleys actually went a little bit before Caleb and Tyler and I did, and then they stayed a little longer than we did. So they have a little more story to tell. But we did something we'd never been able to do before. We've been working for over 20 years in Estonia, but we spent 10 years trying to get somebody in Latvia, and we now have that happening. We do have a church in Latvia. And then we have a church planner, wonderful friend in Lithuania, who's overseeing 4 to 5 churches. One of them is a house church, so they meet there. But and he has a full-time job, too. It's just amazing. So we flew to Estonia, and then we drove from Estonia to Latvia and drove. And then we drove to Lithuania and drove. and bounced. Yeah. And we didn't get sued for shocks and struts, but I thought we would have. They have roads there, not highways. And we had maybe an hour worth of highway, and the rest of it was washboard. And it was pretty rough. I was sitting behind Tracy, who was driving, holding him in the seat, actually. That's what it felt like. But we got to go to all 3 countries. We got to speak in all 3 countries. We got to encourage people who are doing the work on the ground there. And it was really a fun and wonderful thing. So we've been doing this the last 3.5-4 years. Fridleys have gone and stayed longer, gone when I couldn't go. And, it's wonderful that we have more than one ambassador to the Baltics. We are the Baltic church planting leaders for the Vineyard. So I'm actually the guy. If you're going to want to go work in the Baltics, I'm the guy you're supposed to call. So if you're Vineyard pastor, how that would work. So we're laid claim to these places, and now there's more activity probably than there's been in that 20-year period of time. And so everybody has a different perspective. Everybody had different things happen to them, didn't they, Tyler? But everybody had different things happen through them as well. So as we kind of focus in on what we're doing about missions, this is just our little corner that the Lord's given us. We'll talk a little bit more about the bigger picture later. So remember, you have to eat the mic. So I don't have to tell you that.
Hi, I'm Noelle. Trace and Stephanie are my parents. I've gotten the opportunity to go to Estonia 4 times now, which has been so much fun. I think one of the things that I loved most about this year was the last weekend I was in Estonia, everyone was gone, so it was just me. I was just vibing out there. And I got the opportunity to go with the youth students on like their little retreat. It's the first time they ever did it, and it was great. Like the youth group, like the teenagers are all girls, so I was like, this is easy. I was a teenage girl once, not that long ago, so the opportunity to go, I was like, you know what, why not? Like, I have nothing else to do, and so I went with them, and it was great just getting to spend extra time with them and them being like away from their parents, and we're not like in the church the whole time. Like, we're out at like some of the church family. They have like a place like a couple hours away where they do like summer camp things. And so there was like a pond, we got to swim, we played volleyball, we ate food, we did little teachings and like had a lot of fun. And I just loved getting to see each of the girls' personality come out and to see them just having fun and laughing and like telling stories and jokes. And we had like bonfire, did like worship night and like stuff like that. It was just super sweet because since 2018 was the first year that I went, I met most of these girls, and at the time they were all like 12, 10, like pretty young, but now like this year a couple of them turned 18, and so just to see them like grow throughout the past few years and be like set on fire for the Lord, they've been like, it's really hard for them because they're literally the only Christians in their school, and so they have like, there's like these 2 sisters, and they're like, this is our, you know, these are our Christian friends. It's me and my sister. Like, there's another couple of, like, sisters in the church as well. So they have, like, not a lot of opportunity to have those friends in school that a lot of us have here, like, to just, like, be at the lunch table and be able to talk about Jesus. Like, people in their school don't do that. And so for them to just have, like, a time where, like, older, like, young adults get to pour into them and speak life into them was super sweet. My mom also asked me to share a little bit about other things. that aren't Estonia. So this picture, actually, this is a funny picture. So two summers ago, I went on a trip called Every Heart Tours, and they're actually based out of West Michigan. So it's a group of like young adults. The guys who lead it are literally my age, like 24, 25. And so it's really cool because they just started going like every summer, different like cities, doing worship nights, doing like evangelism and stuff. So this picture is actually from one of our worship nights, me and my friend Austin. I taught him to play the bass 30 minutes before that, so it was a good time. And then if you go to the next one, this is another worship night that we had. So every week we go to a different city, and this is like a 10-week missions trip over the summer. And we'd go to a different city, and we'd do evangelism, partner with local churches in the area, and invite people to the end of the week doing a worship night. So you had this little setup we'd set up every Friday night, and we'd do that. This picture, you can go to the next one, that's good, yeah. This picture is actually from last year here in Kansas City. During the SEND, they did what they called Flood Week. So I just graduated from the International House of Prayer University. So all these people, mostly in the picture, are from the school, and then we partnered with like a local church not too far from here, maybe like 10, 15 minutes. And there's some like circuit riders there as well. And we did outreach, door-to-door evangelism, handing out Bibles, food pantry stuff. So that was really sweet to just serve here in Kansas City. You can go to the next one. This is, so as well as being like here for the Flood Week, IHOP U students every year, we do 1 week trip to different cities around the U.S. So this is my team. We went to Seattle 2 years ago, and we partnered with the local church there, did worship nights, did prayer, did evangelism, prophecy rooms, kind of the works. We kind of, whatever they want us to do, we do. Sometimes we paint, sometimes we horribly build things, you know, that kind of stuff. You can go to the next one. And this was actually this past year, in downtown Kansas City. I helped lead a trip that was here in Kansas City for IHOP U. And so this is like, I don't even know where, somewhere in the middle of downtown. I was like, I have no idea where we are. But it was with Dream Center, who's here in Kansas City. And they do like a kind of like a weekly, bi-weekly outreach. And they just go to like a local park, set up like toys and games and do snacks and just like a little sermon and some worship and stuff. So that was really cool because getting to do stuff in Kansas City is the best. Because like I live here. And getting to do it and be like the hands and feet and being like, oh, I prayed for people to come and serve Kansas City, and I'm the one that I prayed for. And then you can go to the next one. This one is actually here. Yes. You guys probably all recognize this room. Our team got the opportunity to come here to Harmony, which I was so happy about. And so we joined in a Saturday morning prayer meeting, one of the Saturdays of our trip, and then we're here on a Sunday morning. And literally all of them were like, I love it, I want to go back. But they're really bad at waking up before like 10 a.m. So, but they really did enjoy it and loved just like the community of Harmony. And so it was really great to bring them here. I don't know if I had any more pictures. Oh, this one is actually from Estonia. And this one, me and my mom, one of the first nights I got there, there was like this prayer meeting. She was like, let's go. And I was jet lagged and super tired. but we went, and it was amazing. It was crazy because the church there, like all the churches are kind of small. And so obviously it's very apparent that we're outsiders and we've never been here before and we're American. And so this prayer meeting was really like special to me because not only did we get to like pray with them and see them interceding for their own country, but they like actually were like, you foreigners, come here. And they prayed and prophesied over us very accurate things. One of my friends, Rena, was there and she was really hit by the Holy Spirit. So that was like so cool because I didn't really experience that outside of like the churches that we normally visit. So that was cool. And there might be one more. And then this is the girls from the retreat. Grace in the front, she's one of the youth leaders there, and then a whole bunch of the girls, and then me, and you know. So they're really sweet. They're all really good, great girls. Is that it? I don't remember how many photos. Yep, there you go. So I'll pass it off.
Thank you, Noel.
I don't know what order you have us in, but I guess I'm next. and I have no idea what I'm going to say. One of the things that was really cool, John commented on it a couple of times while we were there, was the way that we were, we'd go to places and we'd be ministering, and we didn't really get to do any sort of like team building stuff leading up to it. Normally we try to, and just like schedules didn't work out. Nobody ever quite aligned. And so the first time we had us all like in a room together was in Estonia. And we just went and ministered, and everything flowed. And like one of us would have something, and then someone else would pick it up and build on it. And nobody talked over each other. Nobody stepped on anybody else's toes. And it was really cool, just all of us being sufficiently in tune with the Holy Spirit that he could just use us in whatever way he wanted, in whatever order he wanted. The last Sunday we were there, we were at Vineyard Tallinn, and we'd been praying for people, and then like I just finished praying for someone else and was looking around trying to see, like, was there anybody else that, like, wanted prayer and didn't get prayer? And my eyes land on this guy across the room. And so I go over, hi, I'm Caleb, who are you? Is there anything you want prayer for? And he goes, no, I'm good. Okay, I can be wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong. That time, though, I wasn't wrong. His wife actually messaged Stephanie afterwards and was like, so he totally needed prayer and just chickened out in the moment and bailed. And so they came that evening, like before we flew out, and we got to pray for him. And I think everyone on the team prayed for him except me, because we're just there to be a way for God to touch him. And if it's not going to be through me, then that's fine. Who cares? So that was really cool. And I gave you pictures, and I didn't talk about any of them. But this is the church that we went to in Kaunas, one of the churches in Lithuania. Just this tiny little room up at the top of like a four-story building, most of which is offices for a different church, but they had a room that they weren't using, and so that's their sanctuary. And then there's another, they showed us they have a tiny little office inside of another office that's their offices and prayer room. And you can tell it's a prayer room just walking in the door. The presence of God is thick in that place. And then I have another picture. This is the building that Kuzan and Clarine have in Latvia. It is enormous. I'm not sure how much of that you can get in the picture. It's like a block and a half long.
Yeah.
I would say that it is way too much space to ever come up with plans to use it all, except that they have plans to use it all. They have vision and then some. And it's like 35% of the way there, but it's really cool. And I didn't have any good Estonia pictures, so I just have a picture of some of the people at the barbecue.
Share what they were doing.
Oh, Noelle brought a bunch of kazoos, and they disappeared instantly, and then they did a ukulele and kazoo rendition of If You're Happy and You Know It.
Nice.
I have a full 40-second video. It's incredible. I think that's all I have.
That's fine.
So first of all, thank you for all of you who prayed for me. What John hinted at was the first morning there, I tripped getting out of the shower in our hotel room and messed up my foot pretty good. I had to get carried out of the hotel room to the emergency room, actually. And that's not the way to start your first mission trip ever. I was dealing with God on this. I was saying to him, what are you doing? What am I doing exactly here? was this a mistake? Did I hear wrong? And so I was, you know, got my crutches and I got my pain pills and I went back to the hotel room. And then I think it was the next day, we went out with Anthony, the pastor of the Estonia Vineyard, and he gave me a word. And tied into that word was Romans 5:3, suffering brings perseverance, perseverance brings character, character brings hope. And that plus the word he gave me empowered me to set my will on doing what God had for me to do there. And he made it worth my time, and he made it worth the pain. We went to that upper room he talked about. Yeah, four flights of steps with a busted foot, that's fun. But we got up there, and we had an amazing worship. And I got to give words to Vilnius' family. They were pretty powerful.
Very good.
And then we went and we went back downstairs, and I was low. It's funny how when you have a mountaintop experience, that valley comes at you real fast. And I was tired, mentally and tired emotionally. And the next morning, the team prayed for me. And the swelling went down a lot, and the pain went down a lot. And I wasn't fully healed, but that got me through. Mm-hmm. That really got me through, because I was trying not to show it, but Trace picked up on it. I was in a bad way. And so we went back to Estonia, and we went to the Elisha Training Center. That was an experience. The ladies leading worship there did a really great job. And then, like Caleb said, we were just moving as a unit constantly. And it was just, I've never been a part of something like that before, where the Spirit was just pouring out into just everyone who came. God did not go away empty-handed. And so that was the high point for me. I didn't get to see the kazoo show. I didn't get to walk around Old Town, but I got to be Jesus to skin on to people in the Baltic states, and that was a big deal.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if you have even the faintest inkling that you might want to come with us next year, by all means do so. Just be careful when you're getting out of the tub.
Yeah. Every year we go, I ask the Lord, like, why? Are we supposed to? He keeps telling me yes. And it's always interesting what he does, because he always does something different every time we go, different groups of people. Stephanie will share tons of things that where we went, what we did, what we saw, what God touching people. So he says, go, love, yeah. Right? So that's kind of what we do, is we just go and love. And it's so interesting. Everybody has a different experience, has a different moment, different people. One of my experiences was in the middle of our trip, we're there 5.5 weeks. I said, let's just take a few days off and, you know, kind of give us some time to a break. So we went to Poland, and we met, what's his name?
Loisha,
which is works for
Fellowship of Christian
Athletes. I'll let her tell Lois' story. But anyway,
I've got pictures.
It was a good time there. We, you know, so many different times and moments, but we left there and flew back to Estonia. So the three of us get on a plane, just three of us there, and I'm an odd man, so I'm sitting in the two seats next to the window next to another guy. Big, tall guy about my age. He comes up and he goes, oh, yeah, we're sitting next to each other. So we make friends, and they're like, yeah, we're cool, you know, the whole thing. So I start talking to him. I say, you know, we just start talking, chit-chatting. He's from the UK. His wife's from Ukraine. And he's married, has kids. Well, I didn't know if he's married. I'm not sure. But he's flying back to Estonia to go to Russia to build a house for his wife in Russia. And I'm going, What's his story? He says, long, complicated, and his story is kind of complicated, and you can tell he's wandering through life, you know, trying to figure things out. So I just start talking to him, and he's like, yeah, he's saying something about, like, you know, when you get to the pearly gates, hopefully Peter won't stick you with the fork and throw you the other way. And I'm going, okay. And he's Catholic, so I start talking to him about the Lord and stuff. And, you know, I was like, wow, this guy's going through all kinds. He says, my marriage is too complicated to talk about. And so I just start sharing the Lord with him, you know, and just give him my testimony, what I believe and what I thought. And some of it's sinking in. He's not responding too much. But I thought, there's an odd moment that you don't expect. You're just flying back and doing your thing. And so, you know, you just get to share Lord with people you don't even think about, you know, when you're there. You're going along, and Stephanie, I talked about, you kind of have this buzz. The Lord puts this energy in you when you're going out. And just having that, the Spirit, I was like, I have nothing to give. But the Lord, through us, gives and pours into people. And that's kind of the thing. I go, I got nothing, Lord, really. Why am I going? Where are we going? What are we doing? And he always says, just go. And he always does things through the whole trip. So many people, so many stories, so many things happen. And why did I sit next to this guy on the plane? It's just like, wow. And I don't know what all went in with him, but I know the Spirit of the Lord touched him and made him think about things and what's going on. And it's just so cool to see God moving in the Baltics and all those areas, even, you know, just Ukraine and Finland and Russia. He has great plans for those people in the area, and we get to be a little bit a part of it. We're just a little bit of the branches that touch the people that are there, and it's cool. So I'll leave it up to my wife. She's probably got tons more to share than I do. And
good job, honey. I'm proud of you. I'm going to let these guys sit down because I'm going to be talking a little bit longer. Go ahead and have a seat. I won't make you stand the whole time because what's sharing without props? Okay. First of all, let me just say happy fall, y'all. And I want to just welcome the newlyweds. Remember the wedding that Pastor John talked about? We got the newlyweds right here, our Liberian couple, and Muna and Shay. I love, will you guys just stand up? Your outfits are just so beautiful. It's a Mission Sunday. You know, it's a Mission Sunday. Do you mind? Can we just stand up just so we can see your beautiful outfits? I mean, and they're from Liberia. So I got to experience my first Liberian African wedding. It was pretty cool. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. Thank you. So how many of you guys have been on a missions trip? Okay. How many have served in your community locally? How many have raised families and served your family? How many of you have had a friend in a crisis and it wasn't necessarily the perfect timing, things were going crazy, but you showed up for that person, whether it was a phone call or in person, okay? Missions can mean a lot of things to everybody. And it's not necessarily you are going overseas and you're going to go do some, you know, digging wells or things like that. And people always ask Trace and I a lot of questions and just say, what do you do when you're there? What do you do when you're there? So I want to start, first of all, with a couple slides before I get into pictures, okay? So if you guys want to show the first slide. Give him just a sec here. Okay, so missions, what does it mean? I put some scriptures there. If you've been a Christian for a long time, you know them, the Great Commission, you know, the gospel preached to the nations. My thing is, I love all those things because they're true, but I'm like, I feel like my mission in life is just to love God with all my heart, my soul, and my mind, and to love my neighbor as I want to be loved. And honestly, that's like my motto, my mantra, my motto. My motto, my mantra, you know, for life, because God has given me a gift and love for people. I am not perfect, not claiming that, but I just have this love for people. It's like once I meet you, you're my friend for life, and I want to come visit you and hang out, you know, when I can. And so the other verse that I love too is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. When you trust in the Lord, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and he will direct your path. He will give you the desires of your heart. And so I kind of want to share with that in the next slide. I kind of went through that. Missions can mean many different things. And also, too, I remember I grew up in Los Angeles, and I remember a teacher teaching me the golden rule. Okay, he wasn't sharing it from the Bible, but I remember this man talking about, do unto others as you would want to be done. And so I was just like, way to go, teacher. If you're a teacher, you keep shining the love of Jesus, because you can route the scripture in without stating the scripture directly. So, you know, a lot of us think, before you show pictures, guys, that we go on trips, we have all this luggage, and we get to do all these fun things. And I want to tell you one thing. What is wrong with this picture? Look at me. My family knows the answer, so don't say it. I would never go with this size of a carry-on bag. Oh, my gosh. I always say, you know, oh, I'm going to travel light, you know, I'm getting there. I've been to Estonia how many times, and we're still figuring it out. But after this trip, and I'll show you pictures, when we went to Poland just for the quick 3 days, we could only take a carry-on bag. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? It was only for, we were gone for 12 days because we went to Lithuania. Then we went to Poland. I'm like, how am I not going to take my big bag? I did it. I went in with a carry-on. It was bigger than this. And it weighed a lot more than this. So anyhow, most people, we want to travel with a lot of stuff. So anyhow, missions do mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. And, you know, I have my I Love Poland bag, because, you know, you have to have a bag from the place that you go. And so, you know, he's got the whole world in his hands. Hang on, there's a string here somewhere. I see it. These lights make it a little hard. Okay. So anyhow, it was really sweet. When I resigned from being a manager at my job, and I went, you know, kind of behind the scenes, they threw me a work party, and they had this globe, and I'm like, my family knows me. I can't throw anything away. I'm trying to. I'm getting better. But it's like, here's this globe, and they were so sweet. They put this little star on Estonia. I had never heard of Estonia that I recall of, and I come to this church, and all of a sudden, I hear about a missions trip and, you know, and stuff like that, and I'm like, ooh, missions, I got to go. But anyhow, it's so beautiful to think of all the different places that we could go, and our friends here, Liberia, is like right over here on the west coast of Africa, right? I don't know, there might be like a more fancy name, but the west coast of Africa. So anyhow, there's lots of beautiful places that you can go in the world, and I'm going to be non-religious, and there you go. You can just hang on to it for me. You know, and we have a beautiful country. A lot of us have been praying for our country and all the different things going on. So, you know, we got this beautiful country that we live in this shape, and we might be patriotic and do different things. And it's really fun to travel our country. Plenty of missions work to do here. And then, of course, there's all other kinds of things that you like to get. You know, we had this before we even went to Estonia, the cute little, you know, gizmos and stuff. I did missions when I was a teenager. Here's something from Greece. Here's just some kind of little ball somebody gave me, which, you know, it's the world. I can't throw it away. And then, you know, we have our missionary cards. We know people, you know, from out our lives that raise money to try to do the full thing. This is Loisha that we met in Poland, who works for Fellowships of Christian Athletes. And sadly, he can't go back to Ukraine right now. His house is still there. It's paid off, and he can't go back to Ukraine, but he's a sweet man. And in Ecuador, my daughter and I got to go with Vineyard Churches to Ecuador. So here's a cute little thing which my dog ate when we had a dog once, the corner, you know. And then I have a local gal. I have a local gal that I've known since a teenager. She grew up at the Vineyard Church with my children, the Wright family. They do a lot of missions. And their daughter is an awesome soul, pouring out her heart, raised money to go live at the University of Nebraska to minister and to save souls and to build disciples. And she's in her going on her third year now. So I have her little card to pray for her. Okay, that's it with the little props. But I want you to know, if you want to come to Estonia with us, we'd be so happy to have you. And I'm going to share, before I get to pictures, really quick, and I can talk really fast, because I have a lot that I want to squeeze in. Because you are my family, you're my church family, I don't necessarily know all of you, but you're still my family. And so I want to give you a little history, so you kind of understand where I'm coming from. And first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody that serves here in this church. The youth ministry, the kids ministry, our AV tech guys that show up all the time, do the live streaming and, you know, put it on. Those of you that serve in the office, every one of you that shows up for Harvesters, that is a great way to serve our community. Come out on a Saturday, 7:15. It is early. Sometimes it's very hot and sometimes it's very cold. But you know what? When you get to see the faces of people in your community, it's really powerful. So I want to encourage you. And you don't have to be super strong. I am not super strong. We've got some strong guys that come and they do that. But there's always a part that we can play and that we can do when we're there. So thank you, everybody. Continue serving. There's always an opportunity for everybody. So let's go on a journey. I grew up in LA. We had a Mexican family that we were friends with. We would go to Tijuana for Christmas on occasion. My mother's from former Czechoslovakia. So when I was 6 years old, she trekked me, my five-year-old sister, and my three-year-old brother all the way to Czechoslovakia because, of course, she had to show her relatives, you know, her kids. But my mom was a Canadian citizen. So we would go to Canada for a few summers. And then I also remember my parents having things like this of missionaries that came to the church when this one area we lived in, we went to Assemblies of God. There were people there, and I remember praying, and I remember how cute their boys were, and you know, and they would come and we'd pray for them. I remember over the years, my family would host dinners when they came on their furlough, their vacations, to kind of come and get encouraged and empowered, you know, from being off the mission field, which I know some of our Nicaraguan missionaries here, you know about that. It's nice to have a break and to be refreshed. At age 14, our youth group there went and served in Mexico, just right over the border. So we stayed on the California side, and then we went over to Mexico. And one thing that stood out to me, we just did little work projects, because you know when you're teenagers, there's only so much you can do. And I remember this sweet grandma came at the end of the day and gave us these homemade tortillas. Oh my gosh. The best tortillas, I still remember them, the best tortillas I've ever tasted. It's very sweet. Well, then at age 15, our youth group met on Tuesday nights in El Segundo. And those of you that are baseball sports people, you know that El Segundo just won the Little League's World Series. Woohoo! So we were at this family's house, and several of their kids, they had a family of six, did missions, and some other kids did missions. So this night, they had the brochures for this group called Teen Missions. And it's based out of Merritt Island, Florida. And so that night, I was reading, and the Lord gripped my heart. And I was like, wow, okay, what's this about? And I'm reading, and there's all these exciting places and go. I mean, you know, my mom took me on a plane to Czechoslovakia when I was six. I guess I got the bug. So anyhow, I was reading this, and there was this trip to Egypt and to Israel and to serve in an orphanage. And I love children. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this would be amazing. But when my parents let me go to this, they let me go. At that time, that was 1982, I had to raise like $2,200. So that's over, what, 30, 40 years, whatever years ago it is. And you know what? The Lord provided. And you'll see in one of the slides right here, I have these are the little cards that you would use to raise your money and little prayer cards. Because not only did you raise money, you wanted people to pray for you. Because you know how powerful it is to have prayer. You need that covering. You could have all the finances you want, but if you don't got someone praying for you, that could be really, really difficult. So there I am in front of the orphanage. And then there's me working. So see, it was fun. I got to dig ditches. They had the biggest ditches. We were building it, helping the foundation for a kitchen. We ran into a lot of cockroaches, and you know, we did some, you know, work and stuff like that. So anyhow, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, so that was the night the Lord stirred my heart. I served 3 summers in high school, 2 years and in my 20s as a leader. Then I went to a Catholic high school in the area where I lived, so we did a lot of community service hours. Well, then at 17, my mom got word from a friend that, hey, you can host students from around the world that come to learn English, and they can live at your house, and they pay you a fee, you provide them breakfast and stuff like that. So starting at the age of 17, I had international friends for life. I don't know how many students over the 20, 30 years my mom did it, but we had 3 little Japanese girls. The first time in a little room, they spoke Zippo, not English. And so anyhow, it was very fun. But I still have good friends from the students that stayed at our house. Some would stay at my mom's, you know, after their time was done, and became good family friends. And so we had that. And then when I was in my early 20s, I went to Vineyard Church in California, you know, and so they would go serve the homeless in this one little beach area over there called San Pedro near Long Beach. And I thought, okay, I need to go check this out, you know, serve in my local community. I mean, I did local things, but that. And I walked in there, and as the people started coming in, I just started to cry. I'd never been so overwhelmed with seeing people just coming in that were desperate and destitute. And so I politely ran to the bathroom, and I just cried. I'm like, get it together, girl. You're here to serve. So I went out to serve, and it was just, you know, our missions come in all shapes and sizes. And that was just a good lesson for me, to know that it's the person sitting next to you, or the homeless shelter, or whatever it is you might be doing, God can always use you. And then I was a youth group leader for a couple years at our Vineyard Church called Team Christ. And then in 1991, when I finally graduated from university, my mom wanted to treat me to a trip to go back. And at that time, It had just switched to from Czechoslovakia, because you know the communists, the walls fell and stuff, so Czechoslovakia split. So my mom was born in the Slovakian part. And so we went there, and that was a really sweet time, and I had a beautiful memory. Because here's my mom, and my mom was obese and short, but she had a fire in her. She was like a little firecracker. And so she had bought these tracts in the Slovakian language. And of course, you know, we packed them in our luggage and brought them. And so she's like, "Did you bring those tracts?" "Yes." So we're just out shopping, hanging out with the family or doing something. And then here's my sweet little mom, and she's got her little, you know, your little handkerchief around, and she's speaking in Slovakian. I don't speak the language at all. I knew three words. And she's passing out these tracts. And you know what? That's a memory that will never leave my mind, that my mom went back and served in her country. And so that was really beautiful, very sweet. So then I got to speed it up here. So then I graduated, moved to Kansas City to go to Grace Training Center, because a few of my friends from my church in LA had moved out here, which is now, it kind of has evolved into the International House of Prayer in the university. But that was just the catalyst the Lord used to get me here. And so I served with the youth and adults in Mexico, and at this time, when we went on this Mexico missions trip, Trace and I were actually dating. We had been friends for a couple years, but we were dating. And side note, I thought that would be the most romantic place for him to propose. It didn't happen then. No guilt on my honey, because, you know, he had a plan of his own. I'm like, oh, we're going on this missions trip. Maybe he'll propose. No, you know, we were there to do God's work, not this engagement stuff. So anyhow, he proposed a couple months later, so that was great. So then we got married, and we both had a heart for missions. And we had an encounter on the night that we got engaged at on the plaza. I won't go into it, but literally, it was this. They were formerly a brother-in-law and sister-in-law. They were both broken. One was divorced. One was starting to going for the divorce. And they just had a little rendezvous in a hotel, and they happened to show up at the fountain right there. It used to be in front of the Eddie Bauer store. And Trace and I go, "Let's go back to where we got engaged," and the trolley rang its bell and did all this stuff. And we go back there, and there's couples there, and we were engaging in this conversation, and they could have been a little bit buzzed, don't know for sure. And then we come to find out they're Christian, and we got to minister to them. Like, this is our engagement night. So God has branded people and serving people on our hearts. And that was just a special moment. And I'm not saying this stuff, you guys, to build myself up. I just want you to know how my heart has been built up over the years. And where it's at. And God still has a lot more to go, a lot more to do, and that's exciting to me. Okay, so come to church here, sitting over here one day. Trace wasn't here at church, and all of a sudden Pastor John, you know, is talking about some missions trip, and I hear the word missions, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, want to go. So anyhow, I'm going to give you a nutshell here, and then we're going to zip through the pictures. So 2019, I went, and, or I'm sorry, 2016, I went. The next year, I brought Trace. The next year, I brought all three of my kids before I just asked them to pray about it and just say, hey, you know, before you guys start doing this and that, if we could go on a missions trip together, that'd be so wonderful. And they agreed and they went. Then the Lord switched our gears. In 2019, we were there. We had gone to Lithuania and done stuff. And separately, the Lord put on my heart to come for longer, and he did the same thing to Trace. You always hear about the happening to couples. Well, it finally happened to us, and it happened when we were in Estonia for us to come longer. So we were making the plans. We were going to go for 6 weeks in 2020 in April, and COVID hit, yada, yada. You know the whole story. I still switched gears in my work. I was done being a manager. And I do want to say a shout out to my company, College Park Family Care Center. It's a Christian family practice. It was privately owned for 30 years. And when they joined with HCA, that owns a lot of the hospitals here, our doctors fought for the missions fund. So how I get to do this and my family gets to go is they pay for half. They will pay for half. So talk about an amazing blessing for God honoring my heart. You know, you raise money, you know, but it's hard. Everybody's being pulled for money and all kinds of things going. But God has provided every single summer, and sometimes in the most amazing, incredible ways. So if you want to go, just put in a plug, God can provide the money for you. Okay. So anyhow, so then in 2019, that happened. Then in 2021, we got to go for 6 weeks in the fall. And we stayed in Airbnb because we stayed for 6 weeks. We got a really good deal. And one of my friends blessed us with the funds to pay for that. And so that was really wonderful. And then in 2022, last year, I went for 3 weeks. And I stayed with Pastor Anthony. And I got to go to Lithuania. And then I, you know, came back and stayed with them. And then this week, we got to go for 5.5 weeks. So let's start in the pictures. And we will kind of go from here, I guess, guys. And then go. So here, if you don't know where Estonia is, It's literally Finland is right above. There's like Norway, Sweden, Finland, Russia, and there's Estonia. And where that little dot is where we are. Tallinn is a beautiful city. And then there's Latvia and Lithuania. So yeah, this summer we got to hop in a van and all of us, Trace drove us around and we went to all the different places. So it was great. So let's go ahead and go to the next slide. Okay. So this is the first year we went. Dana's in the picture because Dana went. You know, a lot of you guys know Sarah and Kristen Baker. Her parents had gone before, and she was there. We got to minister to Helen. Pastor John ministered to Helen, who is Anthony, the pastor, his sister. And boy, was that a supernatural encounter for her. And then here we are with Mai. Mai and Miguel used to lead the church. And so here we are in the old town together on that first year. Next slide. And so that first year that I went, we actually went to Lithuania because they had a vineyard family camp for the Baltics. And so that's a group picture of everybody. There's Pastor Vilnius on the right baptizing. There's about four people that got baptized. It was amazing. Maybe I should stand this way here. And then here we had a little women's ministry get together and did lots of little things. And then the second year we went, that was our team over there with Trace and Donna Wadley and Brian Steinley and Sarah Higgins and Sarah and Pastor John. Next. Then this was the year that my kids went. Okay, we always would go to Old Town. Pastor Don loves Old Town. Loves getting the chai. Well, we like it too. But, you know, go down there and you just kind of hang out and debrief and chit-chat. And so you walk down into the square and they got a lot of little outdoor cafes. So here we are hanging out. My son Alex that year, we do some work projects when we go there. So Alex was there working. And then over here we were building Anthony a kitchen because, you know, if you're going to get married, you need a kitchen. So the guys helped him out. And then he got engaged like the next year. It was pretty cool. Next. And then this coffee table is still at the church today. And it's on wheels, so the guys did it one year when we were there. They made it so that way they could, they do a little break and they have coffee, but then they can wheel it around somewhere, you know, in the church if they need to do something else. It's very wonderful and handy. So that was the fruits of our church's labor, so, you know, when we went one summer. Next. And these are just some group tops. You can see part of the old town. This was one of the old castles here in Estonia. Next. Okay, so when we were talking about the church, Lydia's church, she has the Elijah House's church. And so Pastor John always shares every time when we go there. And then we also have another church, Harta Church, that we've ministered to that Pastor John has connections with. And this was at the little home church. They kind of went from a building to a home. So there, and then this was a couple years ago where we prayed at Lydia's. Because, you know, you have to minister to everybody when you go to Lydia's church. So they just line up, and it's so sweet, like Tyler was sharing. How even though we didn't have time to connect, when you're just stopping and you're just listening to the Lord, he will give you something to pray. And a lot of times you're stepping out in faith when you go, and you'd be amazed at how it really touches folks. So anyhow, it was really sweet. So that's kind of some of those opportunities. There are some of the, next slide. Okay, so this is like the community table. So a lot of the years, I guess the last 4 years we've gone, we stay at this one hotel because it has breakfast, and that way you can get a good start on your day. And so, you know, Pastor John would have some of the people come. And over here on the right, the Mason family, I think it's a family that the church has supported. Is that right, Pastor John? Yeah, we're missionaries over there in Estonia for a long, long time. And then now they're back in the United States. But they went to Hungary, I think, for a long time. So anyhow, they were there one morning. And so this is with, on the left, you'll see in the yellow is Helena. And right behind Helena is Maria. And those are the two jewels that Pastor John got on one of his trips in Maine. That is for these hearts, because they knew them when they were teenagers, and they've been here, and they've lived here. Now they're in their early 30s with kids and stuff like that. So we go and see them every time. It's kind of like family. Okay, next slide. Okay, there was this cool wall. It was like legal graffiti, and it had this cool dinosaur. So the year that we went with my kids and the two Sarahs, I had to get a picture, and that's just one of my favorite pictures. And then here's Pastor John with his entourage. Not really. The guys were walking somewhere in Old Town. I don't even know where the picture came from, but I got it from somebody. So just had to share. You do a lot of walking when you're there. So it's great. Okay, next. Okay, so 2019, before COVID hit, and we went to Lithuania for a 24-hour trip, and we got to meet some of the pastors there. Pastor Ioasis picked us up. He's the one next to Anthony on the left with the writing on his shirt on the left. He housed us all nine of us that were on the team, took us around. They had two cars, did all kinds of things. It was a very powerful trip. The couple on the right with the line in the writing, they are Kiev Vineyard pastors. They are still there. They are still doing things to help people with the war. Our amazing, amazing couple. So they're there, so we had like a group shot. And then, of course, they took us to that Red Castle thing. I don't even remember what it's called in Lithuania. It's one of the big touristy things you may have seen. So there's our team group shot there with Anthony. Next. These are just some women's ministries. Pastor John speaking at the church back at Lydia's. There we are. That must have been Caleb from the first year you went, because I noticed that one over there on the right, where we're ministering to people when we go to the church. Next. This is a group hug when we said goodbye. Pastor, this is 2019. Pastor John always writes in his journal. He was writing his journal because he was asking us a couple questions and writing down the things that we shared from the trip. And then here we are. I think this is after like 20 hours of travel. I think Sarah or somebody got that shot of us, and some lady in the back photobombed, but at least she smiled. That was very nice. So here we are, you know, traveling. Okay, next. Okay, so this is kind of newer. Up on the top left is the little condo apartment that we were able to rent through Airbnb. Over to the right was Maria and her family. We got to hang out with them for dinner. We got to go over Anthony and Laura's and their sweet little baby Matilda over their place for dinner. And then how Noelle was talking about the girl in the middle. It was one of the girls that's in the youth group now, this Dutch family that goes to our church there in Estonia. The kids, you know, there they are with the kids there. The Bakhuizens, they're a wonderful family. Next. Okay, so they have a lot of young people. So let me just tell you real quickly, our church in Estonia, it's an international church. You would think, oh, you're in Estonia? You're planning a church in Estonia? It's going to be Estonians. Well, it's amazing how transient Estonia is. They have an international school, a couple of them. So there's a lot of Africans that come, a lot of people from around the world. So a lot of the young people, they end up staying because they get jobs there, because, you know, they're techie jobs and things. And so they have a young adult group. And so we invited them over for dinner. We had their group over at our, you know, little Airbnb that we had, and it was so much fun. So we've got, you know, Obi's from Nigeria, and the other two gals, Grace and Laureen, are from Kenya. And so, and that was a family dinner with Helena and Maria, the one year that we were there. And then the bottom shot below, I mean, the bottom picture, is the young adult group. We went for a worship night at one of the Lutheran churches. Her father works in the Lutheran church, and so has great acoustics, I heard. So we went and had a beautiful worship night there. So those are some of the young adults that we get to minister and pour into. The church family. Okay. My husband's a dirt biker. He's winding down. But, you know, when you find out that there's a dirt bike shop there, you're going to go visit. So we did. So we went. We met Mart. He's raced and done different things. And so that's kind of what that picture is. So I threw it in for you guys, okay, just to say there. And then the top right is a non-church Estonian family. And I'm going to give a quick version of the story. When we rented the Airbnb, we went in the fall. And the landlord had to come because there were a few things that weren't working right. And so he came and he met us. And, you know, most people there speak English. So it's very fluid in that regard. And so we got to talking to him, and he's like, oh, are you here for business? And I'm like, no, we're just here just with our church and loving on people. And, you know, and so he hung out with us for like 45 minutes, and we're chit-chatting and socializing after we got the things done. And at the very end, you know, Trace is sitting down, and I go and walk him to the door, and he's like, well, let me ask my wife, but maybe we can have you over for dinner. And my whole insides was about to scream, and I just kept that sweet little face. I'm like, an Estonian is inviting me to their house for dinner. Oh my gosh, you don't hear of this. And the reason is because when they were under all those the ruling years, you didn't know who you could trust. So you, most Estonians, if you're like 45, 50 and older, they're, a lot of them, they're just blank face. Like, it's a stare, it's dead, it's hollow. And that was really hard because I'm a smiley person. And they all know us as Americans as smiley people. And I mean, I'm genuine. But a lot of people don't let you in. But this guy's a business guy, plus he's got the Airbnb and stuff. So anyhow, Trace and I were praying about it, and so you're going, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So about 4 weeks into our trip, we work it out. We get to go over to their place. Sadly, Trace had just gotten over a bad cold. It wasn't COVID, and he had to muster up some energy, and he did. God just blessed him. And we went, and we got to spend like 3-4 hours with this family at their home. They fed us this beautiful dinner, and we hung out, and we're talking. And maybe about an hour and a half into it, you know, the wife looks at me, and she's just so sweet and so kind and genuine, and she's like, so tell me, why Estonia? And I'm sitting there really quick going, Lord, what do I say? Because, you know, we don't know these people yet, and I just want to be fragile and stuff like that. I said, well, I don't know what you believe, but God put it on our hearts. And that's all I said. Nothing back. No yay, no nay. It's like, okay, it's just a seed. We'll just count it as a seed. So anyhow, we had a great night. And so we've been building relationship with them. We went and had a barbecue this summer. I think I got a picture of it coming up. So anyhow, praying for that family, and their 9-year-old daughter stole my heart. She had the biggest smile. She was full of joy, but she didn't know any English. Well, fast forward 2 years, she's speaking English. So this summer, we got to hang out and, you know, have a little conversation. And we'll just throw little things about church and maybe God in there. We don't overdo it because you want to keep the doors open. But I know one day this Estonian family is going to be saved. I just know it. They're going to know the love of Jesus and be with us in eternity. Okay, next. So Kuzan and Clarion, they're going to be here in a few weeks here sharing. So in the middle is Kuzan and Clarion, and then on the left are Cody and Lilde and their kids, and they're the couple that are here. He's from Kansas City, and he married her when he was over there. He met her over there during YWAM in Estonia when Kuzan and Clarion were in Estonia many years ago. So they're there serving, and then one of the Lithuanian churches, these are a couple of the little prayer ladies. You know, we have our three prayer meetings a week. Invite you Monday night, Wednesday afternoon, or Saturday mornings. We've got a great crew. Love my Saturday morning prayer group. These ladies pray and have their little prayer group, and they're so sweet from Lithuania. And then this was one of the Lithuanian churches. On the far right is Pastor Zilvanus. Pastor Zilvanus grew up in communistic times. He was ridiculed in school, and the teacher wouldn't do anything because he's choosing to do his Christian faith. You kids could do whatever you want, and I won't say anything. You talk about a man in a rock of a solid rock of, you know, God guy. That's Pastor Zilvanus over there on the right. Okay, next slide. So here are some things from the church. I think every couple months, they will have a bring and bless. We call it potluck. They call it a bring and bless. And so they bring food. So after the service, they get out the tables together, hang out and have meals. There's some of the group, young kids there. And then my last day that I was there in the fall, I had like 45 euros left, which is, at that time, I don't know, it was maybe like 53 bucks. Laura and I went on a date, and we spent like every dollar. We had fun. It was this little fun French cafe that she, and she doesn't get to go out much. And she has the precious heart. So we went ahead and had a great time hanging out there. I don't know why I told you about the euros part, but it was just kind of funny. Because, you know, who wants to leave cash on hand, right? No. Okay, so that was that, me and Laura. She's Pastor Anthony's wife. And next slide. There's me and Pastor Anthony one year with the shirt. My work gave me Estonia is calling and I must go. I know I've worn it here one Sunday when you guys prayed for us, maybe in the beginning. Saturday morning coffee with some of the ladies from our Vineyard Talon Church. We met at a place. Paula and Josep are a couple that, you know, we know from the church. Next. This summer, they had a Pray for Ukraine event. And long story short, we got to go to a leadership conference, Trace and I, and then got to be part of this event on the Singing Song Festival grounds. So there's the event. And then a guy, Jonas from church, he's a well-known worship guy in Estonia, because Estonia is only like 1.4 million people, I think, in total. And so we got to go to a special worship concert that he did. Next. So Noelle was talking about that prayer thing. She had just gotten in 24 hours before. It was one of the other Pentecostal churches there that we know. I know some of the people there. It was a six-hour prayer meeting. We got there maybe 2 hours in, so we literally pushed through, and we had a powerful time praying. They prayed for us, like she said, but we had an amazing time being with them, praying, having someone over for dinner. And then there's the Estonian family with their Chiefs Super Bowl gear. They aren't into football. They don't know football. But, you know, I'm like, I'm from Kansas City, and we're connecting, and we're making friends, so you got to have something. So anyhow, they were good sports. And there's the shirts, the little gifts from us in Kansas City. Next. And then on the left is Ioasis. He was a former Vineyard pastor who we got to connect with again this year. We had a very good time just pouring into his heart and his children. And, you know, he lost his wife a few years ago to cancer, and the kids don't have a mom, and very difficult. And the Lord just put in my heart, can we get together to see your kids and meet your kids? And what are they like? They like Burger King, okay? Because Burger King is the only fast food place in Lithuania that gives refills. So that's why his kids like it. So I said, it's our treat. Let's go. And it was two of the boys' birthdays coming up for Joel, Noah, and Camille. So we went there. So that was the Burger King experience. The camp, we did a family camp with the Lithuanian Vineyards this summer. So this was before the team came. So that was the dinner hall. One of the couples that I'd met the years before, they'd gotten married by the Justice of the Peace during COVID. So they wanted a wedding blessing. And so she wrote her fancy gown. He wore a suit. He went out into the wild and picked these flowers. It was so beautiful. And Zilvanus did a sweet little ceremony for them. And then down below is a picture of their nice clothes and all of us in just our camp attire. But anyhow, it was beautiful. We had a really, really wonderful time. And a lot of people do speak English. Not everybody in Lithuania, but we had enough translators and stuff we could figure out. So it was a wonderful time. Next. And then the prayer leadership event, we went on the far back side is Russia. There's the Narva River, and we got to go there, and we had a prayer meeting. We got to go to one of the old castles there, pray, take communion, and just ask the Lord for healing and resolution, just for you know, it's swept into so much, but it was just so beautiful to be with different nations that came for this leadership event and pray for the unity and for the Holy Spirit to come and bring us salvation. And over on the right, somebody took our picture of us praying. We were all praying together in one of the indoor sessions. And there's a picture of me and Trace with the Narva River with one of the Russian forts or something on the other side. Okay, next picture. That's as close to Russia as I've ever been. That was part of the Ukrainian event. That was very powerful. The middle picture is the Estonian. Hang on, I wrote it down. Estonian Victims of Communism Memorial. And there are 75,000 names written on that wall. They have a beautiful park, and just like we have our memorials, you know, for what happened on 9/11 or to, you know, our awesome veterans and the things that have happened over the years. You go down this, and what it does, they have a park up on the upper side, but when you walk down this, it goes to the sea, just kind of like to never let this happen again. And so we got to go, actually, this time. We'd seen it many times, didn't get to go, so it was me, Noelle, and Trace got to go. And it was very powerful and very sombering, but I had to include a picture of that because they do have their memorials to remember, you know, never let this happen again. Then on the right was a picture when we were all, I'm in that picture too, my friend sent it to me, that towards the end of the Ukrainian thing, they had us kneel and pray, and it was so powerful just to pray for the nations and for the hurt and, you know, for the war. I mean, we know it's more than the war. There's a lot going on, so it was wonderful to know there's all these nations. We had dancing, celebrations, speakers, and different things, but it was a beautiful event, and I'm so glad we got to go and represent Kansas City. The Kansas City House of Prayer had people there too, so that was nice. Next slide. Okay, so on the Thursdays during the school year, our church hosts a mom and tots group. Mom and tots. Tots and mottos. I'll get those words. So Anthony comes out, does his little guitar and singing. And you know all the ladies that come? They don't go to our church in Estonia. So what a beautiful avenue that our church in Estonia, that many of you have been to, have prayed for, have sewed into financially, like is reaching, you know, the other people that are out there. And you just go, okay, they invite them to church. And I think maybe a couple of them come. But if not, you still get to just show the love of Jesus to them. And I have no problem with that because I love holding those little babies and having fun. And then down on the right was a church service and a new lady that was there from Kenya with her little baby, and her husband works there in Estonia. Next. And then we had a baptism this summer. Noelle got to do some worship. That was at the Lithuanian family camp. Looks like my first year that I went. Next slide. Okay, on the top right is Loisha with, of course, he works for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, you know, for the Northern Europe. I had to get him a chief shirt, so gave him a chief shirt there. We had a barbecue with our Estonian family, taught the mom how to do marshmallows because she's never roasted marshmallows, and she wanted to do that American thing she sees. So that was really fun, and that's her and her husband up on the top right. I got to be there for Matilda's second birthday, our miracle baby, Pastor Anthony's little daughter. She's so sweet in her little party. So I was outside of their apartment. We got to be there and just celebrate and do life with them, so that was really fun. Next. And then here's a worship service from when we were there, when Pastor John was here. So he came about, the guys came about when we were there maybe about 4 weeks in, and they came, and so this was our last Sunday there. So here we are, and then Pastor John, and then Pile Rin is one of the translators. They still, at least at this point, translate in English and Estonian, although everybody in the church speaks English. In case someone were to walk in, they want to make sure they're, you know, speaking Estonian, so that's why they have a translator. Next. Okay, and then we got to go see Kazan and Clarion. So Caleb had the picture of their building that was like a block long on the outside. So if you come around the right, of course my picture's reversed, the Vineyard Church from Ohio was out there doing a work missions trip, and they had got the money to reface the front of the church. And so I'm sure when Kazan and Clarion are here, hopefully they'll have some more pictures. But if you get their newsletter, they do updates there too. So there's me and Clarion. It was a very hot summer day, just being jovial and hanging out. And there's the pastors, Pastor Ryan Snow was there with his team. So there's a picture in part of the church. And like Caleb said, that building keeps on going and going and going. But they got plans for it all. Oh, yeah, they got plans. You know, this is going to be this. It's going to take money and time, you know. But they're, you know, little bit at a time. So that's the pictures from that when we were in our time in Latvia for about 2 days. Next. And then we got to go see Pastor Zilvanus again. You know, the man, he's just an amazing man of God. Been through a lot in his life, but he's kind of over 3 or 4 Vineyard churches, and they're small. They're maybe 15 to 20 people, but he would go, literally drive an hour to one, then drive an hour to the other one, and then come back, and so he's been building up a team so that way he doesn't have to do that every Sunday. But when I went in the fall, in 2021, I got to do that whole loop, and it was amazing. I mean, those guys pour into their people, and it was very, very sweet. So here's Pastor John and him finally getting to hang out and chit-chat, and we walked and walked and walked and walked, and there was some big thing at the end, and then Trace and I took scooters back because my legs were not going to be able to walk back. Their daughters do worship, and so it's kind of, you know, all in the family. You know, you got your granddaughter doing worship here, Reagan and Paxton and stuff, and so they led us in a night of worship on that fourth story that Tyler was talking about, that we all made it up those steps. And then there was a group shot, and I'm so sorry it's blurry, but I was kind of enlarging the picture and it didn't come out so good. So this was our group shot. There were maybe a handful of people that showed up that night, but I'll tell you what, we got a rock star pastor. He just knows what to say, how to say it, and how to minister to people. And so when he is there, he is pouring out just as much as he's pouring out here. So thank you, Pastor John. And so that was that. And then the ukulele, we have... The Dutch family has a house that has a bigger backyard. So every year there's the midsummer holiday, like our 4th of July. And they were so happy that we were going to be there this year to be able to, you know, celebrate and have this. And so it's in their backyard. Everybody brings meats and sides. And we grill out and hang out. And, of course, it's summer, so it doesn't get really dark, you know, there. Because it's on the same latitude kind of as Alaska. And so we, like, you know, you can party all night. And so they have a little bonfire and the food. And then, you know... There's Pastor John. He just had a God moment with Grace. And Grace is the one that Noelle told you about that is the leader over the youth, over the, you know, young ladies. There's only a handful of them, maybe five or six, that go. And so I go, we got to get a picture of us with Pastor John, you know, so I phone on her. So that was that moment. That's why we can't really tell, but we were both teary-eyed. And it was a good moment. Okay, next. And here we are praying at the churches again, doing our thing. You see, okay, this is the summer. Caleb, Tyler, you're in this one here. Just praying and loving on all the people at Lydia's church that we pray for. And then at the end, you know, it's a group shot. Not everyone's in that picture, but a good portion are. And then we got to go visit Lydia. She just moved in from the church basement. Had a room for years. And her son, who makes a lot of money and has done very well recently, blessed her with a new apartment in a new building right on the sea. And if anyone deserves it, Lydia does. And so she invited us over for dinner. We got to have a home-cooked meal, and it was beautiful. So that was a picture with Lydia on her balcony. Next. Worship, praying for the worship leader, Jonas and his wife who does the youth. We're moving back to Germany, so we got to be there for their last Sunday. Pastor John with our cute little Frankie, and then Helena in that picture there, and then Pastor John up there with Anthony and the translator at one of the other services. And so, you know, we serve in many ways. Next. Happy Jovial Obi. Obi's from Nigeria, and he just always has that big smile. But again, I'm like, it was our last night there, and I'm like, I got to go hang out with these young adults one more time before we go. And so there we were there. And then one of our favorite places to eat in Old Town is Compressor, because it has amazing crepes thingies. But they're thick crepes. They're not like the thin crepes, the thicker ones, and they're so good. And so here we are, one of our last nights, or maybe the second to last night, and there's Caleb and stuff. We're hanging out here. And Tyler, hopefully next year you're going to get to go. And then next slide. Hanging out, just Holden and Matilda, another family had us over, had lunch in their garden. And then Mia, one of our sweet youth, you know, worked at a new little cafe. We went to see her the day before we left. And then we went over to Lauren Anthony's to say goodbye. And then that was kind of a nutshell. You know, I have thousands and thousands of pictures, but hopefully this gives you a good little nutshell. And then last slide. So, love one another. We're on a mission. Wherever you go, wherever you are, you're always on a mission. Be like Jesus. Share the good news. And, you know, love others. And I think of the scripture, too, about Acts 1:8, you know, where the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you shall be my witnesses into Jerusalem, Judah, and Samaria, into the uttermost parts of the earth. Every one of us is on a mission. Every one of us has a call. Serve the best where you're at. And if you don't know, you ask the Lord and he helps you, okay? And if you want to come to Estonia, we'll have a meeting when that trip gets going. But just want to encourage you guys and all, thank you for your many, many prayers. Those prayers have done extraordinary things when we've gone to Estonia. Are we going to see all the answers to them? No, but I know that we've planted a lot of seeds. And the other thing is, thank you for financially, those of you that have supported us, and just for your encouragement. I mean, I know I'm a people person, I'm an encouraging person, but I still need it too. And so many of you blessed me in so many ways. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
That is the smallest suitcase I've ever seen.
I think it's a kid's suitcase, and I just brought it.
What was really interesting, they took a brief jaunt and went to Poland. And when we were trying to get to Estonia, we had airline troubles. And so, not to be outmatched, we ended up having to fly to Poland in order to get to Estonia. So we just matched up really, really good. Hey, we went to Poland. So did we. We didn't want to, and it cost us $1,800, but we did. The theme that we wanted to emphasize, and it's been done beautifully, if you read in Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher. What are they for? It says they're here to build up, to edify, to train, to equip the church to do the work of the ministry. And for many, many years, probably 30, I always taught that meant that every member is supposed to be a minister. That's us. Changed my mind 15 years ago or so. Every member is a missionary, not just a minister. Because we are as cross-cultural as you can possibly get, right in your own neighborhood, right in your own the school that your kids go to. I know that, we have worked with West Englewood, a church in our school. That's what we adopted. They have 27 different languages spoken in that one elementary school. That's cross-cultural, isn't it? So how do you get involved in missions? Well, I put a little outline out. You can look at some of the things I've said, because I'm going to close this real quick. But I want you to know that I see it in three pieces. One is, we're in a neighborhood. Secondly, Jesus, from the Father, received the nations as a gift. So we're committed to the neighborhood, we're committed to nations, and then we're committed to the next generation. And so we need to find ways of giving away what we have to the people who are, to our peeps, to the people who are in the sphere of influence that we have, which includes our family. How many of you know that family is the hardest one to do, isn't it? But maybe it's the most important one. That's probably why it's the hardest one. But I'd encourage you to read what I put on the outline, because on the front of it, it's what I just mentioned and verses to go along with it. And on the back of, we wrote this thing out called Mission Mobilization. And this is actually from one of Ryan Shaw's books. Ryan was here and spoke when we were in Estonia. And so you can read that. Look at that. The other thing we're going to do with that is that will be in the cafe, because we're using our cafe. Anytime anybody wants a coffee, tea, hot chocolate, cappuccino, cinnamon roll, whatever they have back there. I'm in here, I'm not in there, so I don't know. But anything, any donation that's made to purchase something, we take all that money and give that to different missions and missionaries. And so why we do that is to set people and realize there's an opportunity. I mean, I can get a coffee and I'm actually sending something to somebody in another country. And we do different things in different ways for different people. John, do you have that Brecken's video that we could show? It's only like 30 seconds.
Hi, my name is Brecken, and I just wanted to thank you guys for partnering with our ministry and donating Bibles. Every Wednesday, we go out to the streets of Tijuana, and we give out Bibles to people, we pray for them, we just share about who Jesus is. And every week, there's always people coming up to us and be like, hey, what is that? Is that a Bible? Can I have one? And just a lot of amazing, fruitful conversations come out of this ministry. So I just want to thank you guys for your donation. And please remember to pray for us every Wednesday afternoon.
There you go. She got it all in. Brecken grew up here. I can remember a youth camp that I spoke at many years ago. And I said, I hadn't done youth ministry for a little while. And so I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And just as clearly as I ever heard anything, he said, beckon Brecken. I said, what do I do then? He said, well, beckon her. So I did. I said, Brecken, you're supposed to come up here. And it was the coolest thing, because I didn't know what I was going to do other than pray for her. And I didn't know she was going to become a missionary. But her two teenage brothers came up and laid hands on her, and together we prayed for her. And I tell you, she's on the mission field today, I think, because the Lord beckoned Brecken. It's really cool. Yeah, it's just really a neat thing. So I just want you to know, things like that are going on that we can't always say and tell everybody. We've done, you have no idea how many times I've written letters and signed up papers and worked out stuff so that Kuzan could be legal in Latvia. I mean, Jopi and Erica tremble anytime I mention Kuzan's name. What do we have to do now? Because there's crazy stuff that you have to do. Some of it's for the government. Some of it's for the Pentecostal church. The Pentecostal church, God bless the Pentecostal church in Latvia. They're allowing us to partner with them just like they did in Estonia so we can be a legal church. We don't have to wait to get 10 other churches like us. We can be a legal church. And they just said, go plant all the kind of churches you want. But we're under their umbrella until we grow up and get enough on our own. Isn't that cool? And we're not exactly the same guys, but we're same kingdom. That's really exciting. So there's many ways of participating. One is through prayer. You can pray for people who are on the field. You can pray for people who need to be raised up to go to the field. And I'll say this very quickly. People my age or older are retiring from the mission field. And the people who are taking their place aren't going the same way that their predecessors went. So many people who are going to the missions field are going for social justice issues, targeting sex trafficking and digging wells and doing justice stuff, but they're not going with their Bibles open and preaching the gospel. And that's a very serious thing. It's a very serious issue because hordes of people who got saved during the Jesus revolution and stuff and went to the mission field are retiring, and they're either not being replaced or they're not being replaced with people whose chief thing is the gospel. Now, do we want to get kids and women out of sex trafficking? Of course. Do we want to have people with safe water? Of course. But those are external things. We have to have people that are preaching the gospel. It's just a really important thing. So you can read the things that are on the list, but everybody has a place. There's a place for everybody. You don't have to go. You can go in somebody else. You can support somebody else that is going. Are short-term trips valuable? Yeah, they really are. I mean, for years, I had a different personality, a different idea, and I thought for most people, we should send money to the people who were there and need the help, and don't go over there and make them work for us, but we ought to work for them and send them the money. Well, both of those things are true. Sometimes, in a lot of places, missions trips for teenagers, the main value was to have the youth minister keep his job. You think I'm kidding. I've had a lot of people tell me that. But what happens to the people that go when you get there is a different thing. I mean, and we make friends. We make relationships. I mean, I've gone over there and done funerals, weddings. You know, I mean, I'm Uncle John to some people, Grandpa John to some people. But the idea is it's the relationships that get established and can be supported. And so when you go, you do that. But when you pray, you do that. And when you give, you do that. And the most important thing is to realize that he loves the world and doesn't want anybody to perish. And if you got that, he can tell you how to express that. Right? And so, well, why are you talking about Estonia and Latvia and Lithuania so much? Because many years ago, the Lord showed me something. Steph alluded to it. That targeted us, and you know, that's not in the 1040 window, and they're old European countries that God was there hundreds of years ago. You know what? People don't go there. They go to the places like India, where there's gazillions of people. Estonia has about 1.35 million people. Latvia a little bigger, Lithuania a little bigger, but not much. And so they're left aside, is what I can say. And I'm telling you, God loves those people too. He really does. So, Father, thank you for being with us this morning. Thank you for the trip and the trips that we've been able to take and to make. And thank you for the ones that will be upcoming. Lord, we want to be those kind of people that value what you value. And you value seeing people brought into the kingdom more than anything. So thank you for the opportunity today to see the perspective of all of the different people that have gone, even just this 1 year, and the lives that were touched, and the opportunity to work together as a team when we didn't even have the time to practice it or rehearse it, and you just caused it to work out. This person saying something that fed into what that person was saying, what that person had heard, and people got touched in ways that we had no way of knowing other than the Spirit of God. We love that. We thank you for that. And Lord, we thank you that there are people there who are counting on our hearts being with you, praying for them, giving to them, supporting them, covering them. Lord, that's a wonderful privilege and an incredible responsibility. And we ask that we'd be able to walk that out in ways that bring honor to you and bring expansion to the kingdom. So thank you for the privilege of being able to represent you in places where representation is small. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done on earth, all over the earth, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for everybody that participated. We've had the Spirit of God with us this morning. We've been ministered to several ways and several times. Thank you, Lord. We'll see you on Wednesday.